Welcome to the Magnetic Photographer Podcast. I'm Sky Edmonds, portrait photographer of 19 years, photographer educator of 15 years, and intuitive business and life coach. I help heart-centered photographers expand their income and impact through nervous system regulation, energetics, somatic connection, and business strategy so that they can become the bold, visible face of their brand. Hello and welcome to the Magnetic Photographer Podcast. I'm so glad you're here. Okay, and so I'm chuckling because California is extra spicy today. And what I mean by spicy is loud. Most of you know, I film these podcasts in my walk-in closet. And still, and you guys probably, the microphone probably doesn't pick it up, but I hear it. It's like someone had a chainsaw going, some bird was like overly zealous, and now it sounds like we had a military helicopter. The helicopter is the California state bird, by the way, like hovering over a house. And so I'm just like, what the heck? Shh. But I always have to keep in mind, I'm not here for perfection, to be perfect, or to present perfection to you all. I want to do a good job, but progress over perfection, right? I am a very, very imperfect human. And that's good because I'm in good company, right? I am in a very good mood. Can you feel my vibe? Can you feel my vibration? Can you feel my energy? And no, it's not the iced coffee today. It is, I just landed my bucket list workshop location. Well, USA version, because I still do want to go to Iceland really, really bad. But I think I fell in love with this place. I think it was 2012. I received an Anthropology catalog. Do you remember those? Remember catalogs? Catalogs played a huge role in me becoming a photographer, my style, and all that other stuff. So I do miss those days, but I received an Anthropology catalog from this place. And I was like, oh my God, where is this place? And I just signed a contract for a workshop there in early 2024. So I'm coming to New Orleans. Did I say that right? Forgive me. My heart is in the right place, but race and religious is the venue. Oh my gosh. I am so excited, you guys. Whoa. Like, I cannot wait to shoot there. It is so my vibe. I've really, my personal photography style has really been evolving, and I'm kind of stepping out for me personally, like the big dress, princessy type things. And I really love the idea of more flowing fabrics, more eclectic, more styling, more like fashionable type, and a lot of mismatch. And I don't know, just, yeah. So at this workshop, there will definitely be still big dresses and stuff like that, but I'm also going to infuse some of those eclectic looks that I love and I'm super excited about piecing together. I know this one's going to fill up fast. So if you want more info, check the show notes. I hope to see you there. And don't forget to check out the curriculum aspect that's also linked on the website, because not only are you going to have amazing portfolio images for your social media, for your business, you get to walk away with 2 days of transformational information for you and your business. Okay, so enough about that. Today, I wanted to talk about availability and alignment. Now, not necessarily I mean those things together, though they can work together, but they're actually two lessons that I've learned from taking Pilates class. Many of you know that I had a serious injury in March 2022 to my back. There was a part of the time where I couldn't walk and then partially walk with a cane, lots of pain, lots of not so good things. I went from being in the gym 6 days a week, lifting and rowing, to I couldn't even lift up my leg to do, you know, if you're familiar with certain workouts like clamshells or donkey kicks or fire hydrants, I didn't even have the muscle strength to do those. My body was just like, it went through it. two herniated discs in my L5, S1, flat back syndrome, hamstring injury, neuropathy in my foot, which I still don't have full access to my feet. Well, my one foot, thanks to the L5 injury. Anyways, enough of that. I am expecting a full healing on that, so I'm not going to go on and on. But I remember when I started to heal, and I was like 3 months post-injury, and I'm like, what am I going to do? I need to move my body. I don't know how to do that safely without hurting myself. And then intuitively, and sometimes I was like, was it God that told me this? Or was it my body, intuition? I'm not sure. Usually I can tell the difference. But I heard throughout my body, Pilates. And I was like, oh, I've always been interested in Pilates. I actually took reformer Pilates a few years back, and I really enjoyed it. And so I don't know, maybe a day or two later, it popped up on my timeline that a new Pilates studio was opening up. It's a chain that's across the USA called Club Pilates. And I was like, ooh, and I saw that they had a founder's rate if you got in early. So I think I had to wait an additional 4 to 6 weeks before they actually opened, which was good because it was more healing time for me. And this August will be a year Pilates reformer, and it's been life-changing. I am so grateful, and it is exactly what my body has needed. I'm strengthening all the areas that I had an issue with. A lot of my problems were because I wasn't stretching. I wasn't taking care of my mobility. My hips, my pelvis were all misaligned. And my hamstrings were so tight, it was pulling my pelvis this way and that way. And it was just a whole big mess down there. Okay, that sounds bad, but you know what I mean. I was really excited about starting. I was a little apprehensive because I didn't want to hurt myself. I didn't want to go back to bed rest. I didn't want to go back on pain medication. I was very afraid when I went forward. And even though, I mean, at the time when I started, I had a pretty significant limp when I walked. And so that really impacted. I used to love to walk. Walking, I used to walk, you know, 3 miles, 4 miles a night. And I think at that time, I could only walk about 20 minutes maximum. So Pilates was where I learned the word alignment. Now, me being a coach and getting the training and all that stuff in the coaching industry, you hear a lot about alignment, especially when you start to dive into the more spiritual aspects of coaching. There's a lot of woo, and I'm not really into the woo. I like the science version. I think some of the wooey stuff that I ascribe to it because it's backed by science, like frequency and vibration. Like my view on manifestation isn't woo-ish, like I want a Mercedes, I'm going to sit on my ass and wait for one to show up. Essentially, manifestation can be described as faith in action, because you have to do those things that will produce the thing that you want to manifest. And I can do a whole teaching on that. So again, I'm not very into the woo aspect, but that's where I first heard the word alignment. But in Pilates is where I really began to understand it. Because every day, every class, you hear, watch your alignment. And what does that mean? When you're in certain poses, you want to watch how you are aligned in your body. And it is amazing how if you are misaligned, if your pelvis is lifted when it shouldn't be, or lowered when it shouldn't be, or maybe you're a little crooked here or a little crooked there, you're not going to get the full benefit of the move that you're trying to do. And it's amazing having a teacher come and just shift your body, just a little shift, and boom, there's flow. You're able to move into that with ease versus something fighting against you. Something that I teach and I'm a big embodied believer in is messy aligned action. If you are struggling with clarity in something, which direction to take your business, for example, messy aligned action. And what does that mean? first you have to have an idea of where you're going, or what will the end result be that you desire. That's how we get aligned. When we're just moving forward, it's essentially like throwing spaghetti at the wall. You don't know when you'll arrive because you didn't really know where you're going. Some people get really caught up on that. Like, I'm afraid to pinpoint exactly where I want to go because how if I change my mind? But that's the beauty of messy aligned action, because as you keep moving forward imperfectly, that's where the messy comes in. You're holding a lot of grace for yourself and grace for the process and allowing it to be what it's to be while still moving forward in that aligned way. It's so amazing. Clarity has always, always met me in that place, moving forward in messy aligned action. Sometimes that clarity means, yay, you're going the right way. And sometimes that clarity is, ooh, I like that. Let's make a shift here. Let's tweak here. So let me ask you, how is your alignment? Are there any little tweaks that you can make that would put you on your course? What is your course? What is your desired outcome? Where are you going? How will you know when you get there if you don't know where you're going? Like the phrase, your stars have aligned, is an expression often used when things work out well for you. Good alignment works in life and in the body. It allows you to move smoothly and efficiently, enabling you to enjoy your body and life at rest and play. In Pilates, alignment helps you reduce the wear and tear on your muscles and joints and helps you prevent injury. I'd say pretty much the same thing about alignment in your life. Maybe not so much on your muscles and joints, but that whole preventing injury. Your alignment impacts your posture, how you hold and carry yourself, how you're moving forward in the world, in your business. Alignment is essential. Now let's talk about the next thing, availability. I love this one. One of my Pilates instructors, she says it a lot. She'll say something like, we'll already be doing something that's incredibly difficult. And she'll say, now add a chest lift, or otherwise an ab crunch, if it's available to you, or we'll be planking because we always plank. But I've gotten really good at it. And she'll be like, go ahead and lift your knees to your chest, well, one at a time, while you're planking, if that's available to you. So it didn't take me long. I was like, ooh, I like that. If it's available for you. I use that in my coaching, in my courses, in my life, in my marriage a lot. Availability. I'll say to my coaching clients, where in your body can you feel that? If that's available to you, or if it's available to you, close your eyes and see where that's showing up in your body. Now I say, if that's available to you, as an invitation, because I know there's nuance. It's not available for everyone. Some people are so disconnected, like I was, to their bodies that it is not available for them to get quiet within themselves and feel where that disturbance, that pain, that trigger is showing up on their body or in their body. So availability is an invitation, and it has taught me through Pilates. First, it was a body thing. I was injured. There were a lot of things that were not available to me, especially when I first started. Like when we first start our session, we often do a roll down and touch the floor. Rolling my spine? Mm-mm. And that was not available to me. So when she said that, it was an invitation for me to learn self-trust with my body. What are my boundaries? What are my limits? What am I available for? And I took that upon myself to have availability in all of my life. Am I available to sit with this thought right now? Am I available to feel this feeling right now? Am I available to have this conversation right now? And I started to build self-trust with me. And so I love using that with my husband, with my son, again, as an invitation It helps you fine-tune your boundaries. Am I really available for this? Am I available for the way that this person is treating me, speaking to me? And I started to really reflect, ooh, okay, apparently I am available for this, but I don't want to be. How can I shift things? How can I step out of this? How can I no longer be available? Even in business, I am no longer available for doing shootouts. So I will not be scheduling anymore after my Texas and South Carolina are full. I'm no longer available. I love full-on workshops. I love the two-day experience. I like teaching, getting more in depth with people, experiencing more of them. Think of your own business. What types of things would you like to be more available for, less available for? And another important thing about availability is we say we're available for something, but we're really not. Let's use abundance, for example. You talk to almost anyone and you ask them if they're available for more income, more abundance, more clients, and of course they're going to say yes. But if you look at their life, their belief, their thoughts, the words that they speak, it's all saying that they are, in fact, not available for those things. I had to wash a bunch of rugs, and I wasn't about to put my 10-year-old washer and dryer through that, so I decided to check out a new laundromat nearby. Laundromats have really come up in the past few years. I don't know where I've been, but this one had Bluetooth access and a bunch of other little features and benefits that were all new to me. All I had to do was download an app, and then I could go about my day, go shopping perhaps, and the washing machine would notify me when it was done. So until I moved my clothes out of that washing machine was letting everyone else know it was not available. I had to first go and remove what was already in there, and then it was marked as available. So to be available for things like more money, more income, more clients, we have to go and see what's already hogging up the space. Patterns, limiting beliefs, negative thinking, some of the stuff that we're doing that clearly says, nope, not available. I am not available for that. Something is already here occupying this space. And again, I can't think of anyone who would say with their conscious mind, no, I don't want more. I don't want more money. No thanks. So in what ways aren't we available for more clients, more income, more money? We're not looking at our relationship with money. We're not looking at when we hit a certain income level, we start to get a little uncomfortable and we spend. That is unavailability. We say we want more recognition, more visibility in our business, and then we get invited to speak somewhere. And we self-sabotage, procrastinate, and they invited someone else. And we're like, oh, I must have missed out. Meanwhile, you dragged your feet. You couldn't make a decision. And you can't blame the procrastination. Procrastination isn't the bad guy. The procrastination is just pointing out, something doesn't line up here. There's an alignment issue. You're not available for this. What are you really, really available for? Look at your life. Your life is the evidence of what you're available for. And now remember, I think that you are an incredibly powerful person. You have the power to choose. If you keep on getting clients who are quote unquote difficult, maybe the common denominator is you. Why are you available for that? I think I once heard years ago, Sue Bryce said, all clients issues can be traced back to a lack of communication or a lack of connection. And I absolutely 100% agree. So many of us, we don't communicate properly because we don't want to be rejected, because we're holding on with that grabby, needy energy. Go back and listen to that podcast episode. And we want to hold on to them. We want to get that booking. So we water things down, including our business, including our boundaries, including our policies. We're not very clear, and there's a reason. Maybe not consciously. I don't think most of us are like, I want to have a really difficult time. I'm not available for those situations. Of course, I can't always prevent them. Sometimes people are crazy, but I can do my part. That means I'm going to be clear. If people don't book me because of it, I'm okay with that. We have to untie ourselves from our business, untie our self-worth. Just a few minutes ago, I mentioned we're afraid of being rejected. When you're in business and people say no, or that's not for me, or I don't like that, it shouldn't be us thinking that it's about us. Oh, they're rejecting me. No, they have a problem with your business policy. Maybe you haven't been clear enough. Maybe they don't understand. But it's not you. If you're like, I'm afraid of being rejected, it's maybe time to look and see if your self-worth is tied to your business in a way that it shouldn't be. So this week, how's your alignment? Are there any tweaks or adjustments you can make to prevent injury, to help you go where it is you desire to go with your business, with your life? You deserve to have a business that feels as good as it looks. It's possible if you're available for it. But so many of us, we think business should be hard. And there are some aspects of business that are hard, but a business does not have to be hard. Making money has to be hard. No, it doesn't. What are you available for? What are you available for? And what's already in there that needs to be removed, looked at, loved on, felt, so you can make room for what you really want to be available for. So think about those things this week. Listen to what you're saying. Look at what you're doing. Observe what you are thinking. Is it lining up? Is it congruent? Is it alignment? Okay, so I hope you have a wonderful weekend, a wonderful week. I'm not sure when you'll be listening to this. Enjoy the hopefully beautiful June weather. I know in SoCal, it is amazing here. I do hope to see you, to meet you in person at one of my workshops in 2024. I would love to partner with you to find and step into your next level you. On saying next level, I certainly don't mean to imply that you are not enough as you are. You are, right now, fully enough. But I want to see you living that enoughness out in your business and in your life. You deserve it. And we're all waiting for you, baby girl. We're all waiting for you. Until next time.